USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Forecasters believe Hurricane Dorian is likely to approach the North Carolina coastline early Friday morning. Lieutenant Governor Republican Dan Forrest tells Fox News that people should heed evacuation orders.
People really need to pay attention to the water levels rising and those types of things. If you have the ability to get out, you should get out. These storms are still massive storms.
Cleanup is starting in the Bahamas as Hurricane Dorian has killed multiple people there and left a path of destruction, as when the storm hit the island, it was a Category 5 hurricane. President Trump is defending the escalating trade war with China.
We have a lot of money because of the tariffs we've taken in. We've taken in tremendous, many billions of dollars of tariffs from China.
The president, speaking with reporters at the White House on Wednesday, also noted that the federal government will continue to help farmers who are struggling in the trade war. The president did also say he's keeping his eye on Hurricane Dorian. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Medical experts call it a cautionary tale about the need to eat healthy foods. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
A British teenager goes blind from what experts say was a lifelong junk food diet. Dr. Denise Aton, meeting the 17-year-old 2 years ago at Bristol Eye Hospital, saying his eyesight had been deteriorating already for years. The teen told the doctor that he was always a fussy eater and that he lived on a diet of French fries, potato chips, white bread, and processed ham slices. She diagnosed him with nutritional optic neuropathy and says she hopes his story will be a cautionary tale to others. Her report is now published in detail in this week's Annals of Internal Medicine.
The nation's trade deficit is a little bit smaller. Government figures out on Wednesday show the deficit narrowed by $1.5 billion in July to $54.3 billion. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump spoke at the White House for nearly 20 minutes. One of the topics discussed was Iran and a possible meeting between President Trump and the Iranian president. The president says we have to remember one thing.
Iran is not the same country it was 2.5 years ago, that I can tell you. Getting to be 3 years, hard to believe. Here, we've been here almost 3 years now. I've been saying 2.5 years, and it's almost 3 years. We're getting very close. But Iran is not the same country. When I came into office, Iran was absolutely a terrorist organization, all up from 14 to 18 sites of confliction, and they were behind every one of them. And now you're not hearing so much about that. We'll see what happens. Look, Iran is a country with tremendous potential. We're not looking for regime change. They have tremendous potential, and I think they're going to want to take advantage of that potential. I really believe that. I think North Korea is a country with tremendous potential, and I think they're going to want to take advantage of it. So we'll see what happens. But Iran has tremendous potential, and I can't imagine they're going to want to go through what they're going to have to go through if they want to do it the hard way. So we'll see what happens.
The president also says that Iran is getting killed financially by tough U.S. sanctions. And Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott has ended his holdout by signing a contract extension that will keep him in a Cowboys jersey for the next 6 years. And you're listening to USA Radio News.